Another deadline, another extension to sign up for the Affordable Care Act. Hey, folks, you don't have to worry about March 31st anymore. You've been extended. As of March 17th, though, over 5 million Americans had signed up for the Affordable Care Act. The Obama administration is projecting that at least 6 million will be registered by Monday, and I suppose more after that. Eric Sturgis, what's it going to take to close the deal with you?
Well, you're going to have to make the system allow me to log in so that I can actually purchase and pick a policy that works for me.
Eric is a 47-year-old business owner from Tacoma, Washington. How many times have you tried to sign up, Eric?
I've tried multiple times, dozens.
All right, Eric, hold on there. Chad Lindsay, what's it going to take to close the deal with you?
I guess real affordable care, meaning a cheaper deductible.
Cheaper deductible. Now, Chad Lindsay is a 31-year-old from Arlington, Texas. You basically don't see an incentive to sign up, whether the website works or not, right?
Right. That's right. Yeah. If the deductible is higher than I can pay, I mean, and insurance doesn't kick in until after you pay the $6,000 deductible that you can't afford, I just don't see the point.
All right. To both of you, the Obama administration would love to get both of you signed up. And Eric, it looks like there might be more of a prospect with you than there is for Chad here. What would insurance mean for you if you actually could get signed up? I could snap my fingers and make it happen. At the end of the day, what's your expectation about how your life will change with affordable care?
Well, I've been paying for my own insurance for years, my own doctor visits, and I go frequently. So it will save me probably thousands of dollars every year if I can get signed up.
Have you tried finding a navigator, some of these people who can help you get over the kind of online pitfalls, maybe talk to a social worker, something like that?
Oh, yes. After they determined that my account was permanently locked, that their IT department can't unlock it at this time, they sent me to one of the people to help me navigate at a community center. And the agent there, she could not get into my account either. She couldn't see what the problem was. She could see that I had an account and that I had some choices available, but she wasn't able to tell me what they were because everything was grayed out on her screen.
So that's Eric Sturgis's story. Chad Lindsay, I gather listening to Eric, we're just adding up the disincentives for you to even try here, right?
No, I would actually like to have insurance. I like it to be affordable.
What are you paying now for health care? And do you even go to the doctor? You're 31 years old. I suspect you're a pretty healthy fellow.
So that's right. Yeah, I'm 31 years old. I've actually never had health insurance. I guess they say that an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. So I exercise regularly. I eat healthy. I try to minimize stress in my life. I don't get sick that often, but when I do, it's not a big deal for me to pay out of pocket.
But couldn't you just go to an insurance company and get a great policy because of your – I mean, are you a smoker?
No, I'm not a smoker. No. So health insurance through my job is unaffordable. So I was able to look at plans on the healthcare.gov on the marketplace. And the cheapest one I could afford is $59 per month, which isn't bad, but it's just that deductible is $6,000.
Is there any way to lower the deductible and raise your premium?
There is, right, yes. But currently, right now, where I'm at, about $60 a month is all I could afford.
Now, that's less than a cell phone.
Yeah, it is, but I'm a single father.
Ah, is your child covered?
He is, yeah. He's covered through CHIPS. It's, health insurance for children.
So that's interesting. The fact that CHIPS exists for your son, it really means that you don't have the incentive to sign up for a program that would rope both of you in. If your son was just as much out in the cold as you, you would be much more enthusiastic about that deductible.
Yes, that's true.
Interesting. All right. So, Eric Sturgis, what's the next step for you?
I'm not sure. They've set up an emergency system here in Washington where I live that allows you to get health coverage. The state will set up a special policy and a special plan and get you covered right away. But when you try to call that number, you spend about 5 minutes going through the prompts and you get told at the end, "We're sorry, all circuits are busy. Please call again later." So I'm kind of stuck in limbo.
But you do have a little more time with the deadline being extended.
Well, that's great, but I'm still stuck paying for my medications and doctor's visit. It's not that I'm in bad or poor health, but I take blood pressure medicine and I have back issues and knee issues because I'm getting a little older and these things are getting expensive.
And appearances by the president on comedy shows online isn't necessarily going to make you feel any better.
No, not unless he's willing to write a check to reimburse me or pay for it himself. It doesn't matter what he does.
All right. Well, good luck to you, Eric Sturgis, a business owner in Tacoma, Washington. And best of luck to Chad Lindsay, 31-year-old medical records specialist in Arlington, Texas. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Coming up later this hour, we'll have a conversation about technology that wants to turn all of healthcare into a networked digital system. That would mean healthcare.gov would be your doctor. Scary. Which may raise the question, do you control your technology in your life, or does tech control you?
This is Sherry from Austin. My cell phone controls me. This is mainly due to the fact that my husband travels every week on business, and we have elderly parents. It helps me to rest easier because I know that I can be reached. Sometimes I think back to how life was before we had information at our fingertips, and I remember that life was a lot quieter.
Well, Sherry sounds a little enslaved, but she certainly has her act together. From Eugene, Oregon, one of you writes, actually, right at this moment, I was playing acoustic guitar and wanted to stop to answer this question, so I guess I do let it control me in a way. I do try to spend at least an hour a day completely disconnected, no phone, iPod, or tablet computer. I return to nature, and it re-energizes me. Or I guess nature orders you around, right? From Brentwood, New York, I design software to do what I want. Often I see people doing what the computer wants instead of what they want or need. And one of you in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, I think technology is a double-edged sword. Technology has the ability to amplify whatever character assets or defects we may have as individuals. So good people make good choices. Not so good people make not so good choices with technology. Are you using technology, or is technology using you? We'd love to hear your story. Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. Follow us on Twitter, at The Takeaway, all one word, at The Takeaway. This is The Takeaway, and we control you. Stay with us.